play that examines the intriguing life of a major political figure during China's Cultural Revolution is coming to Boise for a limited run. The play, titled Madam Mao, examines the life of Chongqing, Chairman Mao's widow. Mao rose to power, of course, during China's Cultural Revolution, and his widow was arrested shortly after the chairman's death and then put on trial for many of his mistakes. The play made its debut in Toronto. In fact, one of the co-creators, Margaret Atwood, also known as the creator of The Handmaid's Tale, tweeted about it. She's not a co-creator.
Audience member. She was intrigued by the story. She amplified it.
The famous Margaret Atwood amplified this play. And it's coming to Boise. The original cast and crew will be performing. And the play's writer is here, Janet Lowe, joining us live in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you, Tom.
So nice to have you here. For those unfamiliar with Chairman Mao, the Cultural Revolution, the 60s and 70s in China, and Chairman Mao ruled a post-war China. Perhaps talk about his significance today.
Okay, well, actually, Chairman Mao came into power in all of China in 1949. That's when, shortly after the World War, there was a civil war between the Communist Party and the Nationalists, which was headed by Chiang Kai-shek. So they had their civil war, and then the Nationalists were ousted, and then Communism became the party of China back in 1949. For the last 10 years of his life, he created the Cultural Revolution. And what had happened was just before the Cultural Revolution, a few years before that, he had this disastrous campaign called the Great Leap Forward, where he wanted to prove to the world that China was as good as everyone else. And then he also had this dream that China would be a true communist society where everybody worked with each other, for each other. So he tried to create this national commune, and he flipped people around so that the city folks had to go to the country, and the country folks came to the city. And as a result, what had happened was one of the worst natural disasters. He created a famine, and the numbers change over the year, but right now I'm hearing that it was an estimated 45 million people starved during the three-year famine that was a direct result of the Great Leap Forward.
Chairman Mao had an extreme vision, and it resulted in this great brutality and this exchange between the urban and rural, also a certain sartorial style that I imagine you echo in the play. But why did you feel there was a need to tell this story from his widow's perspective?
So Zhang Qing, who was his fourth wife, when they met back in the 30s, they fell in love, and the Communist Party did not approve of their union. And so they would only let them get married if Zhang Qing agreed to never be in the public as his wife. And so for 20 years, she was just behind the scenes. And then during the Cultural Revolution, when Mao felt that the party itself was pushing him to one side, he seized power again by creating the Cultural Revolution, and he appointed his wife as the leader of the Cultural Revolution.
And she is also looking like Chairman Mao in that button-down style.
Yes, she kind of de-sexified herself, if that's a word. I just created it. That's a word. That's what she did to herself. So that she was actually one of the common people, that she was just, she wanted to kind of blend in and say, look, I'm just like you. I understand you. And I know what you want. And I am the person that will lead you toward this glorious utopia that we're trying to create here.
She consolidated quite a bit of power, and we don't know much of her story.
Yes, that's correct. It was only 50 years ago, and the Chinese... When I speak to people from mainland China, everybody hates her. She was the most feared and powerful woman in the world at the time. For 10 whole years, she had the power to do anything that she wanted. If she didn't like you, she had you killed. And that was very common. In fact, one of the crimes that they accused her of was when she was in her early 20s, she was actually an actress in Shanghai. And when she came to power during the Cultural Revolution, she went back to Shanghai and basically took anyone that persecuted any and everyone that knew anything of her past, because she didn't want any of that detail of her past to come out, because they could have used it against her.
Well, how could they have used it against her? It wasn't the artist a revered role?
Not in communist China during the Cultural Revolution. And one of the things that she did during the Cultural Revolution was she actually used art as a way of controlling the people. So for the 10 years that there was the Cultural Revolution, the only art that anyone was allowed to participate in, whether it was going to the movies, going to the theater, listening to the radio, music, reading books, it all had to be these 8 model plays that she created. And these plays always centered around usually a female protagonist who is down and out, a poor peasant person of some sort, and then because of communism and the ideology of communism, they were able to lift themselves so that their lives are better and then affect positive change for all the people around them.
We're speaking to playwright Janet Lowe. She wrote and plays the lead in Madam Mao. That's showing at the Boise Contemporary Theater. We'll have links on our website. We'd love to hear from you on this topic. On Twitter, the hashtag is hashtag Idaho Matters. Janet, where are you from?
It's a long story. I was born in Hong Kong. I was raised in a place called Woodbridge outside of Toronto. I spent the early adult life in Toronto. I moved to L.A. for a bit. I moved back to Toronto for a bit, and now I'm here in Boise.
So here you're telling this fantastic story. Do you look to things like Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical Evita, which looks at Juan Perón and Eva Perón of Argentina? It's kind of a Latin American drama from the 70s that has great popularity. Or was that not even a touchstone?
That wasn't a touchstone for me. Other people who have seen the show kind of drew parallels with it, but it really wasn't in my thinking. And I want to I didn't write it myself. We devised the piece. It's a form of theater called collective creation, but now it's called devised theater. So I devised it with myself, Janet Lowe, with Paul Thompson, Severin Thompson, and Samantha Wan. So there are really 4 creators, like the Gang of 4.
Okay. Oh, like the Gang of 4, another reference from that time. So take us into the play now. Do we follow Chongqing as a young woman in her rise to power?
What we've done is we've set the play 3 weeks before her death. And it's mostly a memory play where she's a political prisoner, and she was a prisoner for the last 15 years of her life. And when I started reading about Chongqing, I always wondered, because it wasn't written anywhere, why did she kill herself when she did? She'd already been in prison for 15 years. So what was it about, what happened in those 15 years that kind of led to her committing suicide by hanging herself?
And what are those years? 1976, Chairman Mao
died.
And the Cultural Revolution effectively ends.
Ends, that's correct. So Cultural Revolution, 1966 to 76. Mao dies September 9th, 1976. She is arrested 3 weeks after. She doesn't go to trial until December of, I think, 81. She's sentenced to death, and then they commuted her sentence and just said, okay, life imprisonment. And so what we did was we created a fictional story of what would happen if someone of the new generation of politicians or young soldiers. So a young sergeant, a female sergeant, comes in and basically tries to get her to confess to the crimes that she never would confess to. And through that, through the drama of that, she tells this person her story. But it's also because she's in jail, she lives in her memories as well. So we kind of go through some of her memories when she met Mao, some of her 8 model plays we talk about, during the Cultural Revolution, when she was in power and, hundreds of thousands of teenagers came into Tiananmen Square and cheered her on and chanted her name and listened to her, much like rock stars now where, a coliseum full of people are just cheering you on. So we kind of we get her story that way.
Do you see her as a active participant or somewhat of a victim?
In what sense?
Well, a colorful life, a big life, but also a brutal life that ended by brutal means.
Yes, her story is certainly of circumstances of what happened to her. She is accused of being all she cared about was power. And one of her retorts is, you know, after a certain time, it's not about power, it's survival. Because in revolutionary politics, if that's the kind of political game you're playing, you're either in power or you're dead. And that is her justifications for doing a lot of the things that she did, was that she was in survival mode. You know, if she wasn't going to survive, someone's going to kill her. So everything she did was to survive.
Viewers of this play get a lot of the history that you just described?
Yes. And what we've done is we found kind of in the past that because there's so much history, what we did is we have a bit of video that we just very quickly show the last maybe 75 years of China's history before where we are in her story, just to give a flavor of that tumultuous history of China that was in the last century.
Well, we've been speaking about Madame Mao, showing now at the Boise Contemporary Theater. Our guest has been Janet Lowe, one of the co-creators, the Gang of Four, we'll call you,
okay,
of this play, the tumultuous and tragic life of Chongqing Chairman Mao's fourth wife.
Yes. So we actually open in 2 weeks today. We open September 20th. It's a very short run. We're running September 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 1:30 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Janet, thanks for your time today on the
You're
program.
You're welcome.